You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Klaus Eckhoff joins me now. He's one of the main driving forces behind Rome Resources, the company with tin and copper exploration in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Klaus, very good to see you.
Thank you very much, Alistair. Good to have me.
Yes. So lots of progress from Rome in recent months. Why don't we start with the upcoming drilling? You've got some money in the bank and now you're planning to drill.
Yeah, I mean, the capital raising has been completed. We are cashed up to do the next drilling program. All the drill rigs are moving on site. We scheduled hopefully before Christmas to kick everything off. So the teams are there, they are ready. And even the helicopter is there. So there's nothing anymore there which could come in the way to continue with the drilling program. There will be three or four holes on each project, very much targeted, where we think that we're going to hit the tin at a deeper level. So we're hopeful that everything continues, you know, as we expected.
So, I mean, there was a recent resource update from you guys, wasn't there, where you did outline the extensive tin and copper mineralization. But as you just alluded to there, Klaus, you're sort of looking for deeper material now. This deposit extends at depth, you think?
Yeah, because, I mean, if you look at the mineralization, for example, Agouma, Mont Agouma, it's copper mainly at the top. Which is typical for these deposits, you know, because of the mineralization levels, you know, so whatever the temperature is when the metals fall out, copper is at a higher temperature and lower temperature, and then the tin at higher temperature. So we expect that at depths we will enter into a tin zone. If you look at Kalai, for example, that is actually already at a deeper level because there's no copper whatsoever there. So that's a different system. So it's a pure tin system. So we don't have to look for signs, you know, when the tin comes in. We just hope that the mineralization at depths increases, which is typical for these deposits. And I think we're pretty confident that we will double or triple the resource there very quickly if we hit what we think we are expecting.
What is your idea of very quickly in this scenario?
Once the teams are on site, we're quite quick, you know, to drill the holes. Then there is some logistical issues there. Then you have Christmas there, New Year in between. We know the system now, and I think, you know, probably by early February we should have some results, and that would be just before Indaba commences there. So that would be ideal.
Yeah, very good timing there. I mean, talk about mineralization at depth. As far as I understand it, the thinking behind the company's geological model is that the grades increase at depth as well.
Yeah, that's typical for these sort of deposits. And if you look at BC, it's the same there. If you look at Mpama South, which is the Baus Alphamin, the top 200 meters were 0.2%, 0.3%. And then after 200, 250 meter depths, then suddenly you come into a zone, you know, where it's in 2.5% average. So it's typical, and we're hopeful that we actually achieve the same sort of success there.
So you mentioned the number of holes. Roughly how many meters do you think you're going to be drilling in total?
Probably around 2,000 meters, maybe more. So it depends on, you know, because it, the advantage, you know, for tin exploration and copper exploration is you can actually see the metals, while in the gold sector you really don't know what the grade will be and how good it will be. But in this case, we can actually see what the grades will be roughly, and also how wide the mineralization is.
So the news flow will be fairly quick after you've got the core out of the ground.
Exactly. You know, once we start drilling, the top 100 meters or 200, probably there won't be much there, but you never know. So, but we will see what the mineralization looks like. And we, as usual, you know, we will update the market, you know, that mineralization has been intercepted over such widths, and the grade we will probably guess, you know, but it's not 100% sure, but with the Niton, you're actually pretty close, you know, plus minus 20% usually.
So you mentioned Indaba, Klaus. Will you guys have a presence at Indaba this year?
Yeah, we will. Paul will be there too. So yeah, we will have a presence there.
So that's Paul Barrett, the chief executive. He's been in the market buying shares, hasn't he?
Yeah. The last 2 weeks, yep.
It's nice to see that directors aligning their own interests with the company. But talking of directors, a little bit of a change at the top in terms of the non-executives.
Yeah, I think, you know, we're looking for some more technical people at the moment, but we haven't appointed anybody as yet, but we're pretty close on that.
So let's just turn to the broader outlook before we wrap it up, Klaus. So there's this drilling happening. That's obviously very exciting. Presumably at Indaba, you guys will be talking to a few people about the results that you've had by then. And then what will happen sort of from there on in for the rest of the year?
Well, it depends on, you know, what the results will look like, and then we make a decision, you know, what the next steps will be on. I mean, the market hasn't been that good for the tin sector. Now, the tin price has gone up a lot, yeah, but because tin is a very small market, there is not much players and interest in that sector. Yeah? So you really have to work to actually raise capital. And we're just trying to see, you know, what the results look like. You know, if we have a breakthrough, I mean, if we have 10 meters at 2 or 10 meters at 2.5%, that would be a breakthrough for the company. And then it will be probably a lot easier to raise money then.
Do you get any benefit from the favorable copper market at the moment? Because you do have some copper.
Yeah, some people approached us on the copper intercepts, but we haven't really focused on doing any JVs or talking to other people about that at this stage. So we're confident that we can do it ourselves and not really go into JV discussions at this stage.
And we should mention, I suppose, before we close, that this area that you're operating in is fairly well established as a mining area, isn't it? You mentioned Alphamin in passing a moment ago. They're a big player in this tin mining space.
Yeah, I mean, they supply 8.5% of the world market, and their grades are also very high. It's highly profitable. So yeah, I mean, the area is very good from a tin perspective, and it's very, well, in general, you know, it's prospective for tin.
And how are your lines of communication with Alphamin these days, Klaus?
Yeah, we actually communicating to them too. I mean, as you remember, you know, 6 months ago when they shut down the mine, you know, they helped us also in helping us there to shut down our operation for 3-4 weeks and to move the office to Kisangani. So yeah, I mean, yeah, we're communicating. But On the other hand, we haven't built any infrastructure there because that's not necessary at this point in time. So we actually fairly independent there and operate also independently.
And fairly easy to operate at the moment on the ground where you are.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have any problems there. I mean, even when the shutdown happened, we didn't have any problems. But if Alphamin shuts down, then we can't just say we're not doing that. That would be too risky for us. Yeah.
So to bring it back to the start of the conversation, you're going to commence drilling sort of within a few days, really, it sounds like.
Yeah, let's call it within a few weeks. So it's not just happening overnight, but everybody is going on site at the moment. Everything is coming there. So it will always take a little bit of time to set everything up and get everything going. But we will update the market also, once we start it, so that everybody is informed about it.
So there we have it. Rome Resources, drilling within a few weeks. Klaus Eckhoff, thanks very much for talking to us today.
Thank you, Alistair. Have a good day.
You too.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.